It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B is set to begin her first Las Vegas residency at the Palms Casino Resort this spring. Cardi's going to take the stage at the resort's KAOS Theater, which opens in April. In addition to Cardi, rapper G-Eazy has also booked a residency through Palms Casino, as have Skrillex, Cascade, and Above and Beyond. The Palms Resort is in the midst of a $690 million renovation.
That'd be a cool show to go check out. That'd be fun.
I think so, too. And this is my favorite news story, maybe of the week, like a fun one.
Okay.
So people who've been watching the live feeds of Big Brother Celebrity Edition noticed that a house guest and former White House communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, is no longer in the game. Scaramucci was on the eviction block, but evictions are usually televised live. So no word on why he's not in the house. Speculation may be that he made a temporary exit only and he'll be back. But before he left the house, he commented on his former boss, Donald Trump's use of social media. And the stuff that he has revealed, I think, is absolutely hilarious and super interesting. So he said that Donald Trump is the master of Twitter. He said he's not in love with the president's war on the media or the non-strategic use of his Twitter feed. But he said one of the things that he used to love is that he would shoot the tweet off as he was watching TV. And then, boom, breaking news, there was the tweet. It was up on the news. And he thought that was hilarious. He said that at that time, he had probably 20 million Twitter followers. Now he has almost 58 million. He said, how many people read the Wall Street Journal? 2 million? So he's got 10 times the power of the Wall Street Journal. Anthony also said Trump is working the media. He said he figured that out and exploited it big time. He played them like a fiddle. And by the way, he still is. Whether you like or dislike the president, you have to admire the force of his personality and the nature of his game. Scaramucci's Big Brother fate should be revealed on the next new episode tomorrow night on CBS.
Got a moosh.
The mooch. To catch a predator host, Chris Hansen is off the hook for allegedly bouncing checks, which got him arrested in Connecticut. I told you about that last week. Prosecutors dropped the charges, though. He came up with nearly $13,000 that he owed to a store in Connecticut. So prosecutors dropped the whole matter. Hansen was in court yesterday and didn't have to make a plea deal after paying his debt in full. The store owners say that Hansen sent them a check on Monday for the full amount that he owed them. And yes, this time they did make sure the check cleared before informing prosecutors. And the Backstreet Boys were asked about the song that they regret recording the most, and they all had the same answer.
My least favorite Backstreet Boys song.
If you want it to be good girl, get yourself a bad boy.
If you want it to be good girl, get yourself a bad boy.
Probably if you want it to be good girl, get yourself a bad boy. That was horrible.
Song should never have been recorded. It is the biggest piece of crap.
You know why the fans love that song? Because Nick is singing the whole dang on thing. It sounds like, if you really want it good, get yourself a...
Wow, okay.
I liked their unapologetic honesty. Coming up in less than an hour, why Pete Davidson is calling Ariana Grande a sick genius.